First of all, we want to agree with her. The country still remains vulnerable, given that it's mostly agro-based. As a nation, we are aware of that, and that's why we have some programs in place to diversify away from just relying on agricultural products. But in the short term, we still have to rely on agricultural products. We just have probably to diversify from the tobacco, and that's why there are initiatives at the moment to promote other products. And so the initiatives are in place, and we believe that with the economic policies that are put in place, we should be able to encourage our farmers and our exporters to grow more and export more so that we can diversify away from reliance on tobacco.
Lagarde said that the key to unlocking Malawi's potential lies in making it more competitive. How can Malawi become more competitive?
It can become more competitive if we, first of all, look at the way we are producing our products. We need that to look at the bottlenecks, which increases on the cost of exporting. You know, maybe aware our country is landlocked, so we need to find ways to the sea so that we can export at a cheaper cost. Our products can become competitive. And that is the biggest challenge we have as a country, like being landlocked, the cost of transportation is expensive. The other way is to look at the power and energy sector. We have a problem for production. So if we find ways of possibly tapping from other neighboring countries or have more reliable energy, we can produce at a lower cost. I think these are the two areas we need to immediately look into so that our products become competitive.
President Joyce Banda has been somewhat criticized at home for some of the economic reforms she's introduced, but it seems that Christine Lagarde, the IMF chief, has endorsed what Banda has done so far. She's praised the reforms by her government.
The issue is it's a period of change. So for most Malawians, the changes have brought some economic misery. But at the end of the day, if you look at the overall analysis, you'll see that Malawians are supporting the reforms because we have to come out of the economic quagmire. And so the coming on of the IMF chief to Malawi is a very big boost to show that we are indeed working hand in hand with our foreign partners, IMF being one of them. And the economic situation of Malawi are in full support of the reform because we know that whilst we have short-term negative effects, but the long-term effects are quite positive, and that's what we're looking forward to.